can the church boost its pastoral assistance to the victims of forced migration, especially at a time when more and more people worldwide are being forced to flee their homes, often because of conflict or persecution? That's the main theme being discussed by the Pontifical Council for the Pastoral Care of Migrants and Itinerant People at its meeting in the Vatican this week. The Council's secretary is Bishop Joseph Kalati Parambil, who spoke to myself, Susie Hodges.
The refugees from Syria is more than a million and 500,000. And every day this phenomenon is increasing. And all the organizations like Caritas and other organizations are deeply involved in rendering service to these people who are fleeing Syria because of the war and other problems. So the church has to address this problem more seriously and try to help these poor victims of this war in Syria.
Is there a problem too, because of the sheer numbers of refugees that are fleeing, particularly, say, from Syria, that there is less and less willingness to help them? There is, in a sense, a growing xenophobia amongst the host population.
You see, when increasing number of refugees flee their countries and go to the neighboring countries, naturally there will be kind of fear and anxiety in the host countries to handle this problem of refugees. So in order to help people overcome this xenophobia, as you said, we have to conscientize the people and try to help these poor victims.
As you mentioned earlier, the Pontifical Council is celebrating its 25th anniversary. How has its work evolved since it was first set up?
Well, this Pontifical Council deals with the different sections: migrants, refugees, nomads and circus people, tourism and pilgrimages, international students, apostleship of the sea, and civil aviation, and so on. So from the very beginning of the council, we have given pastoral care to the people on the move in general. And we continue to work through the local churches. We keep in contact with the local churches, with the bishops, and the bishops visit us during their Ad Limina visit and even on other occasions when they come to Rome. And we also participate in meetings and world congresses. We also organize meetings and seminars and world congresses. Last November, we organized World Congress for the Apostleship of the Sea. And more than 400 people participated in this World Congress.
Although it's mostly conflicts and persecution and human rights violations that force people to flee their homes, there are many other reasons as well, aren't there? You mentioned trafficking, for instance.
Well, human trafficking is an enormous problem. People are trafficked for exploitation, especially for sexual exploitation and forced labor. And we also find child soldiers. The different forms of trafficking constitute grave human rights violations, which demand distinct approaches and measures in order to restore the dignity of the victims.
Finally, what do you see as the greatest challenges in the future when it comes to the issue of helping migrants and itinerant people on the part of the church?
Well, the church is doing the utmost to help these people. And as the phenomenon of migration is increasing day by day, the church also has to equip herself, especially the local churches, to address this problem in a concrete manner. You know, the problem also involves a lot of money. And in most cases, when the bishops come here, they speak about lack of funds in rendering service to these people. Even 2 weeks back, we had a bishop from Africa. He was mentioning about the lack of money, lack of funds for the pastoral care of the internally displaced people and refugees in his country.